Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Hey, Traded. I'm Nick. I'm one of the co-founders for Sperm Racing, and we just raised $1 million to race human sperm. We extract these two sperm samples, we clean them, and then we race them in a microscopic racetrack. The way we do this is we push a current from the finish line to the starting line. The current swings against that to the end, and the first cell that gets there wins. The reason why we raised this $1 million is because we've always wanted to race human sperm, and we're making it real on April 25th in LA. More details on spermracing.com.
Yeah, you heard that right. Los Angeles is set to host the world's first ever sperm race. They are building a very tiny track to race the sperm, but it doesn't stop there. So you heard that gentleman, one of the guys behind this startup that's putting on this race, and they're saying that they want to get about 1,000 spectators to attend, and it's being treated like a major sporting event. They're going to have press conferences, live commentary, betting opportunities.
Play by play.
I mean, this is just weird. But yeah. They're wanting to raise awareness about male fertility rates dropping. I didn't realize that, to be honest. I knew that women were having a harder time, and that's been a focus. But I guess I wasn't. I mean, obviously, I know that is an issue, but I didn't realize that it was such a big issue. But if you just Google male fertility down, lots of articles about supposedly how there's some crisis and that's what they're really wanting to raise awareness about. And they think that racing sperm in a little tiny microscopic track that they're about to build, that somehow this is going to do it. I mean, it gets people talking. Clearly, we're talking about it right now.
For some reason, I don't see this as having a big gate draw.
I thought like maybe you'd want tickets. I wanted to make sure you knew ahead of time.
It's not really a spectator sport. Maybe they need to get Carl Middleman to blow the horn when one of them wins.
That might kill them all.
the sound might scare
it
away.
Just turn around and go back.
So, how did they determine the two finalists? I mean, I have questions.
Oh, trust me. I have questions, too. This is one of those things, though, where it's so weird that I'm not saying I have any plans to watch this.
No.
But it's so weird that people will want to see it or be part of it or bet on it just because it's so odd and they can say, oh, yeah, I bet on the world's first ever sperm race.
So by drawing attention to the fact that that there are problems with this, what are they attributing the problem to? Is it Is it diet? Is it vaccines? Is it chemicals? What do they think?
Well, the articles I've read have not said specifically what they think. But if you just Google that, they talk about how particularly in Western countries, there have been issues with declining sperm counts. And they say several factors are at play here. Environmental toxins, lifestyle choices, so your diet, exercise, age. Those are all contributing factors, they say.
Huh. It, based on sampling, I'm assuming, right? Not just lower birth rates?
Well, I would think both, but I feel like the bigger issue with lowering birth rates is because people are waiting to have children or opting to not have children at all. You know, like back in the day, if you were 30, it was weird if you didn't have kids. Well, now I know plenty of people who aren't married, you know, well into their 30s. I didn't get married till I was in my 30s. I just didn't meet my husband. But, I mean, plenty of people don't want to be married, don't want to have children.
Right.
So maybe it's got to be both. It has to be, there's an issue with
fertility. Well, we do know that there's the Trump effect.
Well, they don't want to date people who might in any way have said they supported Donald Trump ever in his life. Even if they watched The Apprentice and liked the show, then that would be enough to discount the person as a potential mate.
They put that in their little Tinder profiles that they don't want to talk to you if you were a Trump supporter, or they cut off all their hair and decide they're not going to have anything to do with men for the 4 years Donald Trump is president. It's actually working to our advantage because it will thin the gene pool of those idiots to begin with. But this speaks to a bigger problem, clearly. I mean, you have to give these guys a little bit of credit. Who's funding this to the tune of $1 million? I did hear you say that, right?
They raised money.
They raised a million dollars.
So this is a group of young millionaires. These are like tech guys who are already successful themselves, and they were able to somehow raise more than $1 million. So I'm sure that they contributed something to this fund, but it sounds like they more or less crowdsourced to get all this money to be able to. I mean, how much money do you really need to spend to build a little track for these little sperm to
crowdsourcing a whole new look, doesn't it?
There's so many jokes to be made.
Come on over, we're gonna have a crowdsource and collect some sperm samples.
This is the little line for the race: two competitors, two samples, one microscopic finish line.
Like, how do you train for something like that?
Bob, these sperm have to train very regularly. I'm sure they do weightlifting. Don't you think? Cardio? You think they have them running on a treadmill?
So many jokes. Carl Middleman is just eyeballing me over there. So many jokes to be told here, Carl. Nope. Come on!
In case you were wondering, it says the swimming speed of human sperm in fluid is approximately 5 millimeters per minute.
See, this is why you shouldn't tell jokes. Let her...
I'm just reading directly from the article. This is nothing I'm aware of.
No.
They call them microscopic sea biscuits.
It's better to come out of her mouth than ours, Mark.
Oh, my goodness.
It has to be just the junk that we're exposed to, the food that we're eating. I mean, you look at the amount of diseases that people are now getting in the United States in particular, and that's one reason why having RFK Jr. as the head of HHS is such a blessing, because he's pulling back that curtain. He's finally going to address it. He's going to get, hopefully, to the root cause of some of these issues, including what he said is going to be the cause of autism by September. I mean, that's a big task. That's so controversial. But I believe it's toxins. I believe it's stuff in vaccines. That's my personal opinion.
I have questions.
Let's hear them.
Why did they compare it to Seabiscuit? Because that 5 millimeter thing is fast, supposedly.
41 lengths, Mark.
Is that fast?
I mean,
Seabiscuit was fast.
I guess, relatively speaking, for what they are.
So, what happens if there's a false start?
You know, Mark, these are all really fantastic questions, and I'm not sure I have the answer.
I'm just trying to dig into this serious topic.
Electrical charge, so they all start from the same spot.
Oh, okay. All right. That's it.
It says they will compete to cross a 20-centimeter microscopic racetrack modeled after the female reproductive system. That's just weird. Advanced imaging will verify which sperm crosses the finish line first. And again, they're going to have instant replay play-by-play. You can bet on this. Man, Missouri, thank goodness you have sports betting just in time to be able to bet for this.
And when is it coming up?
Well, you know what? Actually, they're saying this is April 25th, and they're saying it actually might not be in place here in Missouri until
it won't be in place
yet. I'm so sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
You're a little premature. I know you were excited,
but you could probably get tickets, though. Is it the Palladium? Is that, am I saying that correctly, in Los Angeles?
Yes.
That's where they're hosting this. I mean, that's a big venue.
But just think, if you could bet on it, hypothetically.
Well, you just go over to Illinois. This is obviously it's worth it to do, right?
You could be contributing to that not $100 million that's going to go to education in Missouri.
You know, that's what kind of bothers me. Let me just go on a little tangent here. You know, we raise all this money for these causes, and no doubt there are so many important causes that we need to raise money for. So I'm not necessarily knocking that.
$1 million.
But I feel like part of the problem with raising money for cancer, raising money for this. Now, again, I'm not saying don't raise money for cancer. I'm just saying sometimes I feel like we're not addressing the root cause. Like, we're not willing to look at diet as much, or we're not willing to look at the chemicals that we're exposed to. And right. It's like we're...
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We're putting a Band-Aid on a problem. Why? And we're contributing all this money to put a Band-Aid on it, and we're not actually treating the wound. And so you're just going to keep having this open wound and needing to put more Band-Aids on because it's never going to solve it.
If they cure it, the industry goes broke.
Well, I would
agree with that.
They don't
want to cure it. I mean, I think they'd love to find a treatment for it.
Yes.
But I don't know if they want to find a cure for it. Does that make sense?
No, I agree.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm right there with you. I mean, I hate to say that. It makes me sad to say that. There's just, it bothers me sometimes when I see all these organizations because it's like, yeah, it's a good cause. I'm not saying it's not necessary, but sometimes I'm just thinking, what is this money really going toward? There's just so many other things that I think if we actually addressed this, it would just cure it. And we wouldn't just spend constantly all this money to try to do research and we're not really getting anywhere. It's just it's like a dang hamster going on a little wheel.
Yeah. I wish I had the sound, but I watched the CBS Evening News last night for some odd reason because I was in a hospital room where my mom's being treated right now. So I was a captive audience and she had CBS on. Channel 4 ended. The CBS Evening News came on and there was a lady from Harvard who is a researcher talking about Harvard losing money from the federal government. And she looked into the camera and said, according to some of these researchers, people may die if this money is cut because they won't be able to do the life-saving research that they're working on at Harvard.
Okay.
That's how far some people are willing to go with it. Anyway, interesting subject there, Kim. Not one that I was prepared at all to talk about
it. I know. During the break, I go, Carl, don't play the sound for Mark. I need him to not know what we're about to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I hope it goes off without a hitch. And
good luck to the contestants. Yeah,
good luck. Best of luck to all of you.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.